Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio as well, around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. We are presented by American Premium Vodka. Welcome aboard live from Boston as we count down to face-off. We count down to tip-off. We get ready for the draft. Boston's replete with a lot of rumors that the Patriots might be on the cusp of pulling the trigger and perhaps trading out of that number three spot. We shall see as we count down to draft day tomorrow night, 8 East, 5 Pacific, 7 o'clock Central. And, of course, the worldwide leader will have it. Looking forward to it. You know, a lot of theories on this draft. You know, late rounds will be terrible. These are fringe players that are going to stay in college to collect nil and all sorts of stuff. My way of thinking is, if you're a sixth, seventh round pick, what kind of nil money are you going to get? Really? These theories you hear are crazy. But anyway, so that's where we start. It'll be in Detroit. Looking forward to it. Flew through Chicago today. Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times. Big buzz, you know, about the Bears. What will they do? We know what they're going to do. You know what the biggest story in Chicago was today? It had nothing to do with the draft. It's about the new stadium. And they're going to want public money. Going to cost the taxpayers a ton of money. How about that? Half of the $4.6 billion lakefront plan would be publicly financed. Good luck with that, right? So anyways, let's stay out of that. That's garbage. Where do we go? Baseball, I want to get into it a little bit. I'm watching the Giants and Mets last night. And, I mean, Logan Webb, man, when he is on, look out. And Severino had a perfect game into the fifth. And then they, you know, the Giants started to dink and dunk their way. And then, you know, they pull away and win it. But I tell you right now, seriously, he would be in my short list. If I need one game, modern-day baseball, if I need one victory, there's a lot of really good pitchers out there. I'm not so sure Logan Webb isn't my guy. He was stunning last night. All right, Celtics Heat tonight. Later on, we'll get Pelicans and the Thunder. We got three hockey games on the menu tonight, so we got a lot to get to, and we will roll with that live from Boston. And a fourth Red Sox pitcher is now on the DL as Bello, four starters on the IL right now in Boston. How about that? We weep not. We come back here on Sports Overnight, presented by American Premium Vodka. Coming right back.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, Kohl's has some epic deals right now that are perfect for early summer prep, and I need to talk about it. I just went and found my entire family tees under $8 and sandals under $30. Not to mention new patio essentials for 30% off, plus iron Kohl's cash. So don't wait. If you want great brands and great prices for a great summer, you gotta get to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, back here in B-Town, Marty Terrell here, Sports Overnight America. Glad you could be on board. Just got word, Bill Romanowski, former NFLer, former Boston College Eagle. How about that? Good job. Thank you, Darren. Darren Peck. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. The guys working hard back in San Francisco. Been a crazy day here in Boston. Celtics Heat, we'll get to that. Playoffs good. Hockey tonight, yes. Draft tomorrow. So we'll get an NFL guy in here, Romanowski. That's a great get. Appreciate that very much. You know, I don't know where to start. Here's where I'll start here in our little opening monologue. You know, I get the draft Knicks, the Kuipers and the Schefters and all the Fox guys. And, you know, I get it. You know, everybody's got their mock draft and their board. It's bored for me, as in B-O-R-E-D. My Lord. It's like, get this. But you know what it is? It's football, right? It's king football. So, I mean, I could sit here and whine and complain. And, you know, it just, you know, it gets crazy. But the fact of the matter is, you know, with the first pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams, and then we're off to the races. But I love it. So, and I will save some baseball. I'll sweep the latter portion of the bottom of the hour. Look, I love baseball, and I understand it's April, and you know, we're gonna roll into May, and then you got the Derby coming up, and then you got, you know, and then baseball kind of goes on the back burner for a little bit. Then we get to what, the first checkpoint, which is Memorial Day, and then July 4th, and then Labor Day, and then football starts, and then we're gonna have the WNBA with Caitlin Clark, and it's crazy. So, anyways, and here's a little aside. You know what the hottest ticket is in New England right now? This is crazy. The hottest sports ticket in New England right now is the Connecticut Sun, May 10th, against Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. That is everyone. That's the buzz, okay? So the Red Sox aren't relevant. The Patriots aren't relevant. Okay, you got the Celtics and the Heat, but that doesn't get big until you get to the conference finals. And the Bruins, a lot of people here just don't have faith. They don't believe. And, you know, that's the big thing in Boston is you got to believe. Well, we spent a lot of years between 1918 and 2004 believing. And it never happened until it happened, right? So that's where we go. All right, so let me just run through a little repartee. Look, Celtics tonight, what do you say? I mean, no Rozier neck, no Jimmy Butler knee. You know, Miami is just going to be, I would think, chopped liver tonight. I mean, this is going to be, you know, what do they say? Wednesday into a Thursday, it's Prince Spaghetti Day. So the Celtics will feast in the North End. They should anyhow. So, you know, this is Tatum, Brown and company. And I do think, you know, Mazzulla, even he can't screw this one up. Miami is they're in this to really, I think, just be, you know, just to be easy fodder for the Celtics. I just don't see it tonight. I mean, what are we going to get? You know, 120 to 90. What are we going to get? 115 to 87. It's something, I think, extremely lopsided, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. The intrigue, believe it or not, is this late game, 9:30 here in the East. And I'm telling you, this Pelicans team, I just think they're a blast to watch. And listen, this isn't a team that I mean, did I see them by accident once this year? Right? Maybe once did I see them? And lo and behold, they're showing a little bit of moxie here tonight. Now, and in game one, will we see it again? We don't know. And I'll check the late injury report because there were some rumblings. But no, Zion's out, and so that's it. Hamstring, and that, you know, that, you know what they say with that hamstring: the minute you come back from it, you re-injure it. So I just think we draw a line through him. My gut tells me tonight, though, probably the Thunder go up 2-0. They probably do it not relatively comfortably, but I could see this be an 10-point victory tonight. And so the Thunder will go up 2-0. Boston goes up 2-0. And then we really have to look towards, you know, Thursday into Friday with the NBA before we get some games that might, you know, I mean, in fact, the early game on Thursday, forget it. I mean, the Magic, even though they're going home, they'll be a slight favorite. Again, they haven't lost a game on their home court. I know that cliche, you're not behind in a series until you do. Okay, they're not winning that series. Cleveland's going to win that in 5 at the most. If it goes to 6, I think they can claim moral victory. The big one, and I hate to get away from tonight into tomorrow already, but that Knicks Sixers game is absolutely delicious. I mean, there is going to be so much, I think, fireworks. That building, the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia tomorrow night, that roof will come off that building. That fan base is not only fired up, they're angry. And they had that game taken from them. But listen, they were complicit. Let's not be mistaken. As much as the officials screwed up, they didn't get the timeout. The league says they blew 2 fouls on Tyrese Maxey, we get it. But they were complicit. They didn't defend the sloppy inbounds. They had more than just a little fiber into that total collapse. It was a disaster. That final 27 seconds is 27 seconds that Sixer organization would just soon forget. The only way they clean that off the board, the only way they clean this off the board is to win. And I don't care how they do it. They have to win that game. I mean, I'm speaking the obvious. They have to win that game. They're down 2-0. You know, it's over. And it might be over now. I don't know. But I tell you right now, that is appointment television. It really and truly is. You know, and then I'll throw one more in here. We're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit. But I want to see how the Lakers respond. I do. Because that was, you know, Jamal Murray just threw that deuce right into their heart. Just, you know, a dagger. And you saw that Denver crowd. You saw that fan base. So here we go. And I want to see how the Lakers respond. They're not going to win this series, folks. They're going to, again, they were swept a year ago. They're, you know, it's 6 in a row and counting, and maybe even more than that during the regular season. But, you know, in the playoffs, it's 6 in a row and counting. We shall see. I would like to see the Lakers. I would like to see LeBron. I'd like to see them take a little starch. I mean, I'm crystal balling things down the road here a little bit because I got that hunch. My hunch play is Minnesota. I think if we do see a quirky final this year and it's Boston in the East, which a lot of people think it's a foregone conclusion, I can't go there with you yet. I'd like to, but I can't. But the other part of the equation is I think if we get some nuttiness and if we get some quirkiness, it's coming out of the West. And there's 2 teams. One of them's Minnesota. And I'm telling you, the other one might be the Clippers. And I'd even say, you know, this Oklahoma City team. So that Western Conference is, some people think the Mavericks, and that was huge for them. They had to have that one. They didn't show up Sunday. They needed to come back, and they did. So you could even throw them. So that West is a whole lot more. Although you could make the case, look, Denver's in as much as a decided favorite as Boston. You could make that case, but it just doesn't feel that way to me. Yet at the same time, I'm the guy that tells you, you can easily talk me off the Celtics ledge. You can really, I mean, you need to talk me off the ledge because that team makes me nervous, and we know why. They've given us plenty of fodder for that. So that's where we are. And then last night, I mean, the puck was unbelievable. I mean, how about the Florida Panthers? I mean, do you see these statistics? Did you see the goaltending? Did you see these plays down the stretch? This Florida team is just, and at least up in the North and in the Midwest, we don't pay attention. We don't. We're all caught up in whom? We're caught up in Tampa. We're caught up with the Rangers. We're caught up with the Bruins. We're caught up with the Stars in Dallas. We're caught up with everybody but the Florida Panthers. And I'm telling you, this team is extremely gifted, talented, well-coached. And Bobrovsky was just, standing on his head. That one save in overtime on the backhander was just completely nuts. Unbelievable. All right, so Bill Romanowski a little bit later on. We look forward to that. We'll get, what's it like, you know, getting ready for the draft? What do these former players do? How much are they into it when they see all this money bandied about? And away we go. All right, we're coming back. We're live in Boston. Red Sox, by the way, Cubs this weekend, and then the Giants next week. How about that in Old Fenway? We're coming back on Sports Overnight, Sports Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here again. It's draft day eve. Kind of go through some of the, well, I mean, the obvious, right? It's the top three are quarterbacks. So let's buy into this just for ha-has. Let's just buy into this rumor mill, if you don't mind. Say the Patriots at three. I mean, it's a valuable pick. Any top 10 pick, right? But especially a top three or four pick is, you know, enormously valuable. If you're going to buy this idea that the Patriots are going to trade out, then you're going to realize that they got Jacoby Brissett with, you know, designs on doing exactly that, trading out of the three hole, stockpiling some picks, and how far they moved down. Minnesota seems to be, you know, obviously talking to everybody. The Giants look like, I mean, the Giants, the New York media is all over the idea that they're going to take, they're going to take a quarterback. They'd love to get Drake May out of Carolina, but they may take McCarthy, the kid out of Michigan. Daniel Jones just got a huge extension, six games, tore up his knee. So there's just so many moving parts. I mean, when you really think about it, there is just so many moving parts. But back to New England, yeah, I could see it. I mean, I'll give you my theory. I mean, you know, again, I would take Marvin Harrison. If I hold the pick, I'm going with Jacoby Brissett. I figure I can live with him for 2 years. I believe the best skilled player in the draft, you know, they're all skilled players, but skilled player as in, you know, quarterback, wideout, running back. I think it's Marvin Harrison Jr., just my gut feeling. That's just what meant. Now, look, Caleb Williams may make me crow, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, McCarthy, any one of those wideouts make me look terrible. I think Marvin Harrison Jr., much like his dad, is going to have a Hall of Fame career. Couple provisos, healthy. If he goes to Arizona, I don't know what that's going to look like. I mean, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, right? I mean, we're going to sit down. When this draft comes and goes, what are we going to do? We're going to sit down after this draft, and then 3 years from now, we're going to look back and say, wow, just like every other draft, take the top 20 picks. 10 of them made it. Some were great. Handful were great. Some were better than average. Some were very good. And then there's going to be 10 that basically we go, wow, what were we thinking? They fall into what? The bust category, right? I mean, every draft since the beginning of time could pretty much does follow that pro forma. So interesting as that might be, maybe this is different. Who knows? But that's where I would go. Marvin Harrison Jr., I'd love to see him in New England. Brissett, I think, can play pitch and catch. First of all, where are the Patriots are going to go? Where are they going to go? You know, is this going to be a team that's going to be a contender in the next 2-3 years? Doubtful. Highly doubtful. Where do you put the Patriots? You put them, what, you're lucky if you're a Patriots fan that any of the experts or anybody else sees them in the middle of the pack. I don't see it. I just don't see it. So, you know, let's just start right there. And yeah, if you put it, you get a Jaden Daniels, you get a Drake May, you get a quarterback, you know, a quote unquote franchise quarterback. Yeah, you're right. You do need the quarterback, but teams have won with lesser quarterbacks. So it's a philosophical thing. It's really what your comfort level is. What is your comfort level? And so Patriot fans, you know, they want the star quality, the ownership. They want to make a buzz at the box office, right? Or create a buzz so it has a positive oomph and an uptick at the box office. After all, it is a business, right? Of course. So that's where we go. With the Bears, hey, listen, they're being told they swung and missed with Justin Fields. Okay, that's fine. I don't think they did, but they felt like they did. And they find Caleb Williams is just too irresistible. So that's what they're going to do unless they shock the world with a pick or a trade and go elsewhere. We shall see. And number two, Washington, where we're hearing all sorts of things now that, you know, Drake May. And then we're saying, well, wait a second. Maybe they shock the world and go with Marvin Harrison. Oh, no, probably not. They definitely need a quarterback. And so maybe it's Jaden Daniels, and Daniels is quoted now saying is, hey, this idea that things went poorly with the Washington Commanders is just simply not true. I mean, did it go perfect? No, none of the visits do, right? I mean, but the fact of the matter is that thing got kind of blown out of proportion. You know, the real, to me, once you get through the obvious, the hyped up picks, and usually that's what, somewhere between 1 and 8, sometimes 1 and 10 in a real strong draft year. After that, that's where the draft is really made. And the draft is, to me, equally as important on Friday and you get into Saturday, those later rounds, right? That's where, you know, teams round out their draft. So you really wait until Monday rolls around when you sit there and you look at the whole body of work that your scouting people did, your player personnel, your general managers, obviously the coaches' input. That's when, and then the owner gets involved, and then you got the contracts, and of course they're all slotted and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter remains what? It's an inexact science, and these drafts are as crazy and as unpredictable as the sport itself. And that's why we love it, right? That is 100% the reason why we keep going back for more. And right now, the headline today, Chicago Tribune screams, top half of first round could be a wild ride. And it could be. It really could. And then we're seeing players, you know, in the latter part of the first round. You know, again, Homer, Iowa, Cooper DeJean, outstanding player, Iowa, special teams, great defender. Some people said late first round, early second round. All of a sudden, he's up the draft board, and the Philadelphia Eagles are apparently not even making a secret that if he's there at 22, that's where they're going to go. What are we going to see out of the Colts if Brock Bowers, who again, and I'll say this, this could be the next Gronkowski. This could be the next truly Kittle. This could be a really, really great pro, the tight end out of Georgia. And now you've seen his stock. I've seen him as high as 8 or 9. Now we're seeing the Colts at 15 saying, yeah, if he's there. And then what I find interesting is just teams that are outwardly and openly desperate. And that's the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, no Kirk Cousins. He's off in Atlanta. Are they not seriously the most just openly, outwardly desperate team? They want a quarterback. They've got the help wanted sign out on their front lawn, and they make no misgivings about it. None whatsoever. Okay, and then the other things that I find interesting is, and I'll say it, I think Marvin Harrison's going to be the biggest impact player in the first round. Out of all the first round picks, 32 of them, I think he'll be the one. That's my pick. How about Malik Nabers, this kid out of LSU, huh? Holy smokes. And does he end up with the Jets? And you put him in that New York Jets offense. And of course, the assumption there is a healthy Aaron Rodgers. What are we looking at? I mean, this kid is just, you know, I mean, you look at all the metrics, so to speak. Tremendous talent. Absolutely tremendous talent. And then the kid out of Washington. Another one. I mean, so there's just, you know, so many, like we say, moving parts and just so many teams. And then you don't know who's bluffing. You know, you look at the Patriots, quarterback, offensive tackle, wide receiver, guard, safety. I mean, they need everything. You look at their draft board, it's like, they, you know, name your poison. That's why I think they may really, and I don't think it's going to be a shocker. They just say, you know what, we're going to pull the trigger. We're going to trade. We're going to stockpile picks. We're still going to get a really good first round pick by trading out of that number 3 slot. So we're good. That's my hunch, but we'll see, you know, and hunches, you know, add up to bad lunches. Right. And then the other thing, a non sexy pick, but can we all agree that Fighting Irish offensive tackle, Joe Walt, obviously dad played in the NFL. He looks like a lock. Chargers making it no secret. They obviously need help for Herbert. Rough year for them. Offensive line, huge. Alt, if he's there at 5, and he's going to be, that's almost a slam dunk. And then it's, you know, one of the most intriguing things is the Giants. I mean, look at the extension they gave Daniel Jones. Huge money. 6 games, injured, not heard from again. And now all of a sudden, I mean, don't forget Tyrod Taylor. I mean, this is how they finished their season. So McCarthy, if he's sitting there on that board at 6, very, very interesting. And almost, I would say, a lock at this point, that they have pretty much resigned themselves to the fact that, you know what, as much as we don't want to admit it, we got a need, and it happens to be quarterback. So anyways, we'll go into that more in detail tomorrow. We'll spend a little time coming up with Bill Romanowski. We look forward to that. Former Boston College Eagle, colorful player, great pro. So we're gonna get some time with him. So we look forward to that. Want to tell you about American Premium Vodka. Yes, sirree. Mark Gus Scott, he will join us on a Football Friday into a weekend edition. American Premium Vodka, drink responsibly. How did it all start for them? It's a great story. It started because Gus walked into a liquor store and was looking to buy some vodka, and he said, Finland, Russian, German, all sorts of different vodkas, and he said, no American-made vodka. Well, homespun, made in America, American Premium Vodka, hence the name. And so Mark Gus Scott and his outstanding group of investors and people, they put it all together, and they've come up with a premium cocktail, a premium vodka, and the sales in the Midwest, phenomenal. American Premium Vodka. All they ask you to do is give it a try. Give it a taste. All right? Go America. All right. Afternoon baseball. Yes. Giants, Mets. What else do we have? Angels, Orioles. Red Sox got off to a quick start after blowing a game yesterday. We'll check the, not necessarily the scoreboard, but we'll give you the lay of the land in baseball tonight. But Bill Romanowski coming up next. We'll talk some NFL football in the draft here on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Wednesday into a Thursday. We're live in Boston. We're coming back. Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at RipGripPro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Sports Byline broadcast Wednesday into a Thursday live in Boston. They're bracing for the draft here in New England. They got Celtics and Heat. They've got Bruins, Maple Leafs. So the draft is taking a backseat. Let's be honest. They're not too wound up about this draft. You know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. Bill Romanowski here. We'll get him here scheduled for 45 past the hour. So I got plenty of time to little repartee back and forth here. I think I'll categorize this Bruins game tonight. It's, 1-1. You lost the home ice advantage with the 3-2 loss the other night. Heading up to Scotiabank tonight in Toronto. That's you got to go get that victory. They got to get that. Goaltending's been solid. But listen, too many penalties. You're playing shorthanded. You don't realize, even if you don't give up a goal, when you have that many penalties, a disproportionate amount of penalties, you just expend so much energy. They had no legs down the stretch. They didn't. And, Swayman and then Ullmark, you can only endure so many power plays, man. I mean, they've got to tighten up. They got to tighten it up. Coach Montgomery's got to get that team tidied up. They're special teams. I mean, the penalty killing hasn't been horrible, but like I said, you expend so much energy and you end up with rubbery legs, and then your goaltender is just getting so much pressure on him. And so, yeah, out goes the home ice. And, to be honest with you, I didn't have a lot of confidence, and I still don't. I mean, I'm as tepid as on the Bruins as I am the Celtics. I really am. Now, the Celtics, clearly a one seed, look dominant, 68 victories. No one within, 14 games? So, I mean, I got to calm down a little bit there. But the stone cold reality is, let's just be real here. Their track record, the J-Boys, Jaylen and Jason Tatum, they've got some explaining and they've got some proving to do, right? I mean, they really and truly do. So we'll let that play out, and we shall see. Miami, look, the last thing the Celtics want to do is fart around with Miami. You got them without Butler, they're without Rozier. Nothing short of, I mean, you want to give them a one little hiccup game. That would probably not sit well with the locals. But if it happened, it happened. They're going to win the series. They win it in five, okay. But this to me is take care of business, win four straight, and move on. Just move on. So, we'll keep an eye on that situation. And then elsewhere in the Eastern Conference, I mean, where do you want to go? I mean, the hope is, Cleveland's thinking they're going to have a relatively early first-round series, but they're not going to see Boston until later on, right? As a two seed, the Knicks, the hope there, I mean, Boston fans, again, they're hoping that these two teams beat each other up. They have, and they haven't, but, this game three is a monster. And Philly, I mean, they had that one all but in the bag, right? I mean, that game was over. 27 seconds to go. What'd they score? 8 straight points. I mean, you're thinking this is over, and not so fast. Inbounding, sloppy, no rebounding, no box out. I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein gets an offensive board. They throw it around the horn. Hart gets it, and Hart whips it over to one of the other Nova Knicks, and that's DiVincenzo, and he hits another three, and that was a dagger three. And then we saw what happened down the stretch. So it'll be interesting. It really will. And like I said, the West, I understand. Denver is defending champions. Great win the other night with Murray. That's a gutsy shot. You love that. You think it's going to be the Joker, but Murray is a clutch player. He is, I mean, this guy gets lost. He gets lost for two reasons. A, Jokic, and he lost because he's playing in Denver. Again, put him in New York. Put him in L.A. Put him in Chicago, Boston, elsewhere. Jamal Murray is a big-time player, a big-time player. And he's got ice water in his veins. He's not afraid of taking the big shot. Got a lot of moxie. And, you know, here's the other thing, too, that I've never said about them. Coach Malone's done a great job there. I mean, yeah, you have to do a great job to, A, have that much talent, keep that talent fresh, battle injuries, get through the rigors of a long NBA season, win a championship, and then come back the way they have in response to that championship a year ago. Denver looks really, really solid. All right, let's get him in here. Bill Romanowski. You know, people don't realize this guy is a Connecticut guy, right through and through. Let's get him in here. Bill Romanowski, thanks for popping on. Appreciate you coming on. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. How are you? You are the original Romo. Before Tony, there was Romo Romanowski. How are you, Bill? Thanks for popping on. I do appreciate it.
You got it, Marty. Doing great, and great to be on.
Fantastic. Bill, bring us up to speed. How are you, and what are you doing these days? And then let's talk some football here for about 10 minutes. How you been? What's up?
Yo, I've been crazy busy, you know, I've got my nutrition company, you know, and have an entrepreneurial spirit and involved in other things also. So, you know, things are going great and I'm just, you know, busy as can be and, you know, trying to change the world one person at a time.
Well, we appreciate it. Bill, the NFL draft, is that something you spend a lot of time on? Go back to when you were drafted. You played at the Heights. You played, you know, at Boston College. You know, you had really nice college career. Your NFL career, the numbers and the years and the longevity speak for themselves. What does draft night mean to you now, and what did it mean to you back then? Obviously, there's a big difference, but what's the NFL draft mean to you now, and then think back to when you were drafted? Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think now, you know, there's a part of me that realizes for the 49ers, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Eagles, you know, the teams that I played for, I want to see them, you know, get really good players and, you know, and let's see if the 49ers can go back to the Super Bowl again next year. And a lot of that depends on how they draft, because every team, you know, needs to have, you know, a couple players that are like, oh, wow, we didn't realize he was this good. And when you can have that happen and you can have a couple players late in the draft make your team, whether it be on special teams or things like that, that's the difference between, you know, a team that can create kind of a destiny, you know, a dynasty, or a team that just struggles year after year.
Yeah, excellent point. And it's true, you know, the draft, and of course, you know, free agency is a big deal. And then obviously, you know, undrafted players, we've seen many. Bill, yeah. If you look at the history, we're talking to Bill Romanowski, former NFL great, and just a wonderful guy. And we're going to let you plug your nutrition company here coming up because it's awesome in what you're doing for people. Bill, let me ask you this question. Why is it, if you look at the history of the draft, it's almost like 50-50. I mean, seriously, if you take the first 20 picks of any draft year, 10 of them make it, 10 of them don't. Some get labeled bust, some don't. Why is that in your opinion?
I think what happens is, you know, some teams will focus on how fast was this guy? How strong was this guy? You know, we can turn that, you know, there's a lot of ego in the NFL. And
yeah, you think?
I think there's, yeah, and I think there's a lot of NFL coaches that say, we can turn this guy into an all-pro. And at the end of the day, I believe, you know, you focus on getting great players, guys that make plays that you don't have to turn on the film to see them make a play. They jump out at you. And usually those guys, you know, and you, another thing that plays into this is injuries also play. You gotta be able to stay healthy and, you know, to be able to stay on that field and go out and make an impact. But you're right. There's been a lot of busts, and I think, you know, a part of that is ego. Part of that is injuries. And some guys just aren't up to, you know, playing in the NFL. You know, it's hard. Every friggin' day is a grind, and you gotta love it to make it. And I was fortunate. Excuse me. I loved what I did, and I just worked as hard as anybody who's ever put on a uniform in the NFL.
Yeah, boy, and there are people to prove that, including Jack Bicknell and many others. You were loved. I'm a New England guy. You were loved, man. We loved you. And we had Flutie, and we had Darren Flutie. We had all those other guys, Phelan. We had all those guys, Chimura. I used to do Chimura's games in Deerfield, Mass, doing high school. But there was only one Romo on the Heights, and only one Romo in the NFL until Tony came around. Hey, listen, Bill, take us back to that night when you were drafted third round, 80th overall, 88 draft year. Michael Irvin, Randall McDaniel, Thurman Thomas, Tim Brown. I mean, but there you came at 80. Where were you on draft night? It was at the Marriott Marquis in New York. Where were you that night? Were you in Vernon, Connecticut, Boston? Where were you watching?
Yeah, I was in Vernon, Connecticut, and I remember the first call I got was from the Dallas Cowboys, and they said, "We're making a decision between you and Ken Norton Jr. Hold tight." And I was very happy that, you know, the Cowboys took Ken Norton Jr. And, you know, I ended up getting another call from the Colts, and they had this whole scenario where if the Raiders grab this person, then we're going to grab you. You know, it didn't work out, and all of a sudden the 49ers called, and I was drafted by the 49ers and, you know, was able to win two Super Bowls back-to-back my first 2 years. And more importantly than that, what the 49ers taught me how to be, they taught me how to be a pro, and they taught me how to win. And it was a great, you know, we had really great coaches. We had a lot of great players, and we played hard together, and we did a lot of special things.
Nobody played with more fervor. Nobody. And I put anybody. You could take Butkus. You could take the all-time greats. You played right with that fervor and that fire in the belly. Nobody, Romo. And I watched you closely in college. Hey, spend a minute. We only got a minute left. Please spend a minute on your nutrition company. Would you please? We have a big audience out there. Will you talk about it real quick for a minute, Bill?
Yeah. Nutrition 53. I started it, you know, about 15 years ago. And, you know, our flagship product is our Lean One protein shake. And mm-hmm. It's a fat-burning protein shake. We also have a plant-based protein shake. We've got a keto shake. So I focus in that area. And I'm about helping people get lean, strong, and fit. And for me, retiring from the NFL, it was all about losing weight, getting leaner, and being healthier. Because I didn't need to be 245 anymore. And that fit with my mission. I love nutrition, and I love helping people. I always helped a lot of my the guys I played with, and it just kind of was a great transition for me to get into that industry, and now, you know, doing really well with it and helping a lot of people lose weight and get strong and fit.
Hey, Bill, is there a website that we can continue to promote for you? We only got 10 seconds. Is there a website real quick, if you could?
Yeah, nutrition53.com and lean1.com.
We're going to be in touch again soon. I'm going to pump that for you. Good job out of you, Romo. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bill Romanowski, NFL great. Coming back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, we roll to the top of the hour. Got you covered throughout the night here on Sports Byline broadcast. Hey, it's real simple, right? NBA, NHL. If you're like me, you get into that baseball stuff. I loved watching Logan Webb, and I referenced this at the beginning. I love watching that guy pitch. He just grinds his way. Luis Severino for the Mets, former Yankee, was carving his way through the Giants' paltry lineup, striking out people left and right. Blowing people away, and then they dinked and dunked. Yastrzemski got it going here a little bit, and boom, Giants got themselves a lead, got on the board, and then you give Webb a lead, look out. I love the guy. In fact, I wonder if he's going to pitch in this next series in Boston. I think he's scheduled. He would have to be, right? He went on, He went on Tuesday. Nah, he's going to miss Boston, I think. I think he's going to miss Boston. Too bad, because that would be a treat. This market appreciates the Boston market, the Boston sports fans, they appreciate pitchers like Logan Webb. Man, that guy is good. You know, Dom doesn't think so. Blake Snell headed to the injured list, IL. You know, I felt damaged goods, but then you got to remember he did not have a spring training, couldn't get a deal, finally got the deal, ERA up over 12. Let's see what he's like in, second half of the season, maybe. We shall see. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Dom. Thanks to Bill Romanowski, Darren Peck. Thank you. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the night here on Sports Overnight America. Adios.